probably done, I don't know, a couple hundred shows in a row weekday. Since we started streaming live in the fourth hour, and we've always streamed video live in that hour. I'm not doing it today. I'm under the weather, and I just can't play to the camera and hold documents up and run things in here, so I'm not doing it today. Back live with the video tomorrow. That's a big guest tomorrow, too. I can't take off tomorrow. I am under the weather. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, because there's so much stuff happening. They're banning homeschooling in California. They're running a financial 9-11, economic terrorism right now. I'll be covering that, taking your calls in the next 55 minutes. But no PrisonPlanet.tv today. I am bowing out here. But 4 minutes left with David Ray Griffin. David, any other points you want to make? But I do just want to get your take. I'm sure you've seen it by Skeptics Magazine. And I mean, it's got to be more than 50-plus websites, groups, people that claim they're in our own movement, COINTELPRO, some, others just that pick it up and parrot it, saying 9-11 truth's dead, nobody cares, nobody's listening. There are a bunch of polls showing 60-something percent believe it's an inside job, 80-something percent don't believe the official story. Then other weird polls from questionable groups only showing 30% thinking inside job, which sounds like, ooh, that's a lot, but I think that's disinfo. We're seeing, I mean, all the evidence is 9-11 truth is really growing faster than ever and getting peer-reviewed now and going over all the hurdles, and we just keep hearing a drumbeat. It's dead, it's dead, it's dead. That looks like a lot of propaganda to me. Your take on that?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's wishful thinking and lying. Annie McCone, who's the head of the UK 9-11 movement, was just by the other day and said that the movement in Europe has become much stronger this last year and much more unified. So they are really getting on the story over there, as exemplified, of course, by the Italians. And then the growth in Asia, exemplified by Fujita from Japan. And by the way, I'm going over to Japan later this fall.
Oh, congratulations.
You had an ad there for Loose Change Final Cut, and I want to put in a word about that. It seems like it hasn't caused quite the buzz that the previous editions of Loose Change did. And I think that's partly due to the fact that now there is so much competition. There's so much good stuff out there.
Well, I mean, there's been millions of Google and YouTube views. That's a huge victory. It's just not hundreds of millions.
Yeah. But I think part of the reason may be that many people suspect, oh, it's Loose Change. It's just an updated edition of Loose Change 2, and I've seen it, and there probably isn't enough new here. Well, let me say, I was, of course, the script consultant for Loose Change Final Cut.
It's entirely new.
It is entirely new. It's an entirely new film. Also, as script consultant, I sort of had veto power. I couldn't get everything in I wanted, but I could keep things out I didn't want that I thought weren't credible. And so there, all the objections people had to Loose Change Final number two.
No, it's very, very clean. It's very, very serious.
Yeah, where they would say, oh, well, this discredits it. None of that stuff is in there. This is all really, really solid stuff. So I regard it, along with Zero, the film made by
the Italian
Chiesa, as equally good. People differ on which one is better, but I see them as equally good. So let me say one more thing about the hijackers. A new story that I told in the new book, New Pearl Harbor Revisited, that I hadn't dealt with before, was the so-called Amy Sweeney call. She was the flight attendant on Flight 11. And we were told that she made a 12-minute cell phone call to the headquarters there in Boston, to Michael Woodward, and reported the hijackers, and that's how we learned that it was Al-Qaeda, because she gave the seat numbers. And a 12-minute cell phone call from an airliner, of course, was absolutely ridiculous. And so the FBI has now changed the story, and I hadn't realized this before.
They've been backing off all their official lines. They are the ones being discredited. David Ray Griffin, let's get you up soon, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for all the time, and congratulations on the new book. Let me say bye to you off air.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing? Maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We reported on this 6 months ago. I'm not tooting our horn. I'm just glad that people finally paid attention to it. It's strange. Some moderate-sized website can report on something and it gets huge attention. But then our gigantic websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, report on something and it doesn't get as much. I mean, I had a listener send me the appeals court ruling in California saying that no one can have their children homeschooled unless you are government approved and have a teaching certificate from a accredited college. Doesn't matter if homeschoolers are, you know, have higher test scores and are better than even the best, prep schools for Ivy League. I mean, they are the best in every study, everywhere. We did a big report on that original for PrisonPlanet.com like 6 months ago, and it just blipped on the radar screen. And finally, it's all over the web. There's a bunch of stories about it. I'm actually trying to find it on Infowars.com. It was posted last night. And the reason I thought of it to mention it, see, we have a problem here. We're so close to the tyranny, so close to all the things that are happening, that now as everything we foretold is unfolding, we're not even tooting our horns, which is important because then it gives, you know, us credibility to point out, hey, in this article, hey, in this radio show, we said this, we said that. And that we are specifically right, you know, that we're so on target. Where is it? It was posted yesterday. I'll find it. The reason I thought of it to get into it in this hour is we now have an InfoWars poll that we put up a new one every day or two. This one is tens of thousands are responding to these, and it's one time per IP address, so it's somewhat scientific. A California appeals court has ruled that homeschooling of children is illegal. Does California have the right to enact such a law? No, the state has no authority over the education of children. One. Two, yes, there should be standards for education. Three, I don't have children, so I'm not concerned. And you can vote. Oh, it's telling me I already voted, so now I've backed out of the page. I need to be able to see what the it says. You have already voted for this poll, ID 5. I know, but I backed out, and now I can't see. I think it was a couple thousand votes since this morning, and the vast majority, if you go look at it, now I don't have the number. It won't let me in there. It won't let me. I'm not trying to vote twice. I want to see the number. That's up there, so we're going to get to that. I got a big stack here. I want to go through it, decide what I want to cover after I take some calls. And I will at least take the five calls that are holding Bruce, Wes, Charles, Brian, Eric, and maybe a few others. I want to recap the economic news, get to some new news that came out. I want to go check the financials before I do that and then get into the homeschooling and some other incredible news. It's all just off the charts, but again, we're some of the worst here being acclimated to it. We're just like, oh, yeah, they're announcing groups are going to be on the streets. Oh, yeah, they're stealing everything. Oh, yeah, they're saying parents don't control their children. Oh, yeah, they're – I mean, it's just all off the charts here. I'm going to go home after the show, and I'm going to sleep. And then I'm going to be on Coast to Coasty tonight for 3 hours going over all of this. But that is coming up. But I wanted now to play the end, or at least part of the end, of Donahue trying to demonize. He starts backing off towards the end. The ADL and others are babbling, demonizing the militia, the paranoid militia that thinks the government's planning to bankrupt the economy by the bankers by design, and thinks they want to come after our guns, and thinks they want to have warrantless wiretapping, and thinks that they want to CPS people's kids. I mean, everything they mentioned here 14 years ago is coming true or has come true. So we'll play this, and we'll come back in the next segment and take your call. Stay with us.
Come in and expose it and stop it and take the people to justice.
You sound like you're going to be Gandhi. You're going to walk out there unarmed and stand between the police and the children.
You're right.
But we have the testimony of at least one of your members that he's going to let somebody have it if they come unauthorized in his view into his property.
That's right. And you can ask millions of American gun owner Americans, not militia members.
Yeah.
When they come to get my guns, they'll have to take it in my cold, dead hand. And you know it's true. And that's life. They believe in the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
You cannot come and confiscate my weapons, and if you do, I'm going to defend myself with at least one of them.
You can say, in the last 18 months, you watched gun sales and ammunition sales skyrocket. We didn't buy them all. The American public did.
Millions and millions.
What they bought, they did not buy to hunt squirrels. I got involved in this when I first went into a gun show, and I asked the lady, why are you buying these things? They said, because we are fearful of our government.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Yes. Not much time now.
What I think you're doing is preying on people's fears and creating the same tensions that created when we had Hitler's Nazism. I have read the Constitution. I've read all of it. What you're trying to do is twist it to your own
means. Ma'am, you do not know what we're trying to do.
Yes,
don't know
I
us, ma'am.
Well, you don't
know
me,
us.
But I do know that we do need laws against guns.
And there's nothing I detest any more than fascism and Hitler's Nazi. You don't know
I
us.
I talked to Dick Lowenthal from the Detroit area ADL, and he told me that every fascist government starts out with a democracy, with a constitution suspended temporarily. Hitler's Germany, folks.
Over here, please.
I'm not from Montana, but I've never had a FBI agent or sheriff ever knock on my door for every reason, for any reason. And one other thing
is, there's many inner city people that want you to know that this is happening.
Okay.
All right. So,
if you don't understand, at least we have a responsibility as citizens to understand that there is enough evidence to go around that ought to alarm anybody interested in the Bill of Rights. If you don't care about the Bill of Rights, then really, what the hell is the point of this whole American experiment?
But these people who, I think it's called paranoia, and the best cure for that would be a nice little shot of Prozac that could take care of their for a while.
Yeah,
that's all they need. A few CCs, and they'd be fine. They would be paranoid.
Would you say to the little children at Waco? Hey, honey, don't be so paranoid.
17
No, Uncle Sam isn't going to do this.
I don't think they had a right to combine the First and Second Amendments. I don't think if you have freedom of religion, freedom of the bear arms has the same thing to do with each other. You should be able to have your religion without having your arms.
The point was that the Constitution of the United States basically was created on a God-fearing group of people. That's the extent of that. We're not espousing special religion here.
How many of you really know what the Second Amendment of the Constitution says? It also, now either for the Constitution or not, as Phil said, but it also says that we have the right to form militias, that the people, you do also, but we have the right to form militias as well as the right to keep and bear arms, Phil, all in one sentence.
Phil, that is a total distortion of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. This guy doesn't have the foggiest idea what that amendment means.
Yeah, there's more to it. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And also the establishment of a militia is declared.
Well, notice it says a well-regulated militia necessary to the security of the state. The militia is a military force of state government, not a private army.
Right. The Second Amendment is in the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights for guarantees to the people, not to the government.
Please let me say that we have on the stage represented three states in which there is militia activity. Considerable amount of it. The New York Times has reported on your states and others. Florida has considerable militia activity. I think the Mr. Fletcher, he of the many photographs, and now here he comes with a report, would want to say that what half our states now have militia activity.
No. Probably.
Well, I'll give you a fact. I have 48 states that have militia activity. 25% of the counties. I can document every one of them.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
I just wanted to say that there are other ways besides arms to stop this. I mean, you don't have to go to arms all the time.
The ballot box is the way to do it. All we want to do is share the problems with you.
I've sat here with an open mind and listened to you guys, and so far you haven't told me anything. You're like afraid of Russians and people in hoods. I don't see that. You haven't said anything to me.
Yes. Give me a few more years of life, you'll see much more stuff.
Yes. You have way too much time on your hands. You need a hobby. You know that?
I'm sure I could get a lot of people to join my organization, too, if I could give everyone a gun, and especially gentlemen, I know they like this, run around in the woods and shoot them and play war games.
If I might point out,
those of you that don't quite get a handle on it and don't quite understand it, contact us there in Noxon, Montana, and we'll give you things such as examples of Bill Clinton's emergency rules that he just laid down June the 3rd. This is the entire document for martial law. You can read it yourself.
Thank you.
So where are all the women on the stage?
Yeah. You have women? Are women part of the militia?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are. There's an 87-year-old lady.
What do the women do? Do they identify?
They're worried. They're worried about what's happening. So.
The young lady in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
No, I think the reasons you're giving for, there's nothing triggering this kind of response to all this military action. There's nothing. You talk about Waco. There's nothing.
You didn't care about Waco.
Everybody I talk to in the press says Waco. When I mention other cities, it seems to go over everybody's head.
You're sure condemned what happened in Waco, lady.
Yeah.
You're sure in your county condemned what the feds did in Waco. We've got it on tape to prove it.
Excuse me. Right. You.
They said it was wrong.
This young woman wanted to say.
17 children died in Waco. You hold no responsibility to David Koresh for that. He was a pedophile. He was a rapist. He believed he was Jesus Christ. There's only one Jesus Christ, and I've never met him. And he wasn't David Koresh.
They could have come and got him any time. He went jogging. He went to coffee shops in town. It had nothing to do with him.
You know, Phil.
He wasn't even there.
Yes. Mr. Hennigan would like your attention for just a moment. Mr. Hennigan is with the Center to Prevent Handgun Violence, sir.
You know, these folks are so concerned about those kids killed in Waco. What about the 15 children that die every day in this country because of gunfire? That is a national tragedy.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, it's hard to cut the song off, isn't it?
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard.
I love how that militia commander to that young kid says, "Son,
weren't your mama's only
give it a few years, you're gonna find out we're telling you the truth." Ah, oh, what hindsight does. Makes it so clear, doesn't it?
Sank into your dream.
There's no more time to live in denial.
Poncho was a bandit boy.
The time is now to resist. the New World Order.
He wore his gun outside his
hand. And all of its allied forces.
For all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
California and other states are openly announcing that homeschooling is illegal. The Army saying they're going to patrol the streets of America. They've secretly hired, now it's admitted, the preachers, the 20-something thousand of them, to tell their flock to turn their guns in. The private banks are taking over the whole economy. The pension funds. The denial has to end. We're going to cover all this news in the next segment. Bruce in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah, great shows last couple of weeks. My sister sent me a quote. If you don't mind, I could read it.
Go ahead.
All right, this is in the Congressional Record, number 26, volume 118, by a Dr. Jose M.R. Delgado, director of neuropsychiatry, Yale University. And he stated, "We need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose is physical control of the mind. Everyone who deviates from the given norm can be surgically mutilated. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal viewpoint. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. We must electronically control the brain."
Yeah, there are thousands of such quotes where they say the family's a disease, must be eradicated. There's even videos of them saying it. That's the ruling class. Go ahead.
So he goes, "Someday armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain."
And now they're shifting over to that. Oh, you want to be a fighter pilot, you got to take this interface. I haven't seen that particular quote, but I've seen many quotes like it.
This is February 1974.
Very interesting, sir.
Yeah, my sister turned me on to 9/11 Truth a couple years ago, and I've been reading and listening and watching all your videos. I read David's books, you know, Ray Griffin's and a couple others, and my God, what a mess we're in, huh?
And it's only going to get worse until we get the general public to stop being cattle. Bruce, good to hear from you. Wes in Idaho, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Wes.
Mercy, I've been waiting since you had Anthony Hilder on.
Would you rather me not go to your call? I'm sorry.
I want to talk about the Illuminati, if possible.
Go ahead.
You have made a film about the Illuminati. I want to get to the root of this tree. It was only formed in 1776, correct?
No.
One
incarnation of what was called the Illuminated Ones, Ingolstadt University, 1776 in Bavaria, Germany. But you can go back to Machiavelli and others in the 1600s with it, and it goes back to Solomon's Temple and then back to Egypt and Babylon.
Let's go back even further, or at least right now, to the founding of the Illuminati. You seem to be avoiding the issue that Mayor Amschel Rothschild actually financed Adam Weishaupt to form the Illuminati, which is based upon the teachings of the Talmud, which is an turn the teachings of the rabbinical Jews. This comes from one of Tex Mars's books.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you over. But first off, you come on and say you've been on hold too long. Then you say I'm avoiding something. Tex Mars has been in here about 5-6 times this year. I had a bunch of other guests on this year. You asked where the Illuminati came from, and I said Solomon's Temple before you opened your mouth about that. Now, it's not intellectually fair to say I'm covering something up when I said it before you even opened your mouth and accused me of that. I mean, how in the world do you do that? I mean, sir, did I screen your call to call in here?
I don't know.
you don't know? That's really friendly of you. You know what? Stay there. We're going to come right back to you, okay?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? first, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
All right, I want to get to Charles Bryan, Eric, and Cardo. Hit some news, some financial information before this transmission ends. T-minus 26 and a half minutes. But we had Michael Hoffman on twice this year. What I don't like by the crew out there that claims I don't cover this is that I've always talked about every issue. I've always discussed everything. And even before you accused me of not talking about the Illuminati having roots back to Solomon, I said it before you accused me. I mean, 10 seconds before. And so, sir, what I'm saying is when you called, they just asked your first name and where you were calling from. If you volunteer that you disagree, you will get preferential treatment and go to the head of the line. And I said, did we screen your call? And you said, I don't know. I mean, do you think that would be giving, you know, in the intellectual debate somehow to me? Was your call screened when you called in, Wes?
No.
Because a lot of the people that put him on hold. Listen, you're going to be able to talk, Wes, but you're not going to be able to lie about me, okay? I am not going to put up with this anymore. Now, let's get one thing straight. We don't screen your calls that people claim we do. It's a lie. Anybody can call in and find out for themselves. A. Except maybe once a month when I say, you know, the topic is this, our guest is on about black holes, we're talking about that. Or our guest is on about little red fire engines, we're talking about that. Now, instead of talking about how I'm bad, you've got your time on air right now. You can say whatever you want, Wes. Okay? But I'm going to interrupt you if you make stuff up about me. Now, make your point about the Illuminati.
Okay. Once again, I said the Illuminati is based on the teachings of the Talmud, which is in turn the teaching of the rabbinical Jews. Let's quickly switch to Freemasonry. Here is a quote from Rabbi Isaac Wise. Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment which history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end. Now, why don't you have Victor Thorne on there if you're going to talk about 911? You've read his book, perhaps?
Right, look, that's enough. That's enough, okay? I'm not going to have Scott Mafutka up with his operation, okay? I don't allow those type of operations to be run on me. Now, sir, I called in. You know, you called in. You made false claims. We cover all issues here. I am not going to let people pick fights with me to then get into these little battles. I'm the big fish in all of this, and believe me, I don't like it most days. And so people obsess on Alex Jones. They try to pick fake fights with me so that they think I will build them up in debates. It is not going to happen. Now, I happen to have had a true scholar on because he's respected. His information is accurate. I have read his books over a decade ago. I have researched it. Dr. Michael Hoffman, we'll probably have him back on, for 2-3 hour interviews. And I have had Jeff Rentz and so many others up here. And Tex Mars married my wife and I. I do not like the Jewish mysticism, the New World Order stuff. And I criticize that. And I expose Kabbalah and I talk about it all the time. And sacred geometry and all the rest of it. And so I just can't play along with the lie that we don't cover this and we don't get into it. Okay? Now, I tend to disagree, and of course Hoffman agrees with this, that it is solely a Jewish thing. But it's like if you have three guys rob a bank and you convict them all of robbing the bank, it doesn't mean the German, the Jew, and the Chinese guy are less guilty than each other. I happen to have studied esoterica, okay, and text any of these people who you're naming, I can have on the show to explain to you that the library at Alexandria was lost. It burned. And other libraries during the sacking of Rome were lost. But we know that it is Babylon mystery religion. It's the same religion in Greece, the same religion in Egypt, the same religion in Babylon on the Tigris-Euphrates, 35 miles south of Baghdad, in Iraq. And that is where this pre-Christian stuff comes from. That's what the Masons worship. Now, the Jews, being big writers and scholars, codified it, developed it, and carried it through. And during the Dark Ages and the sackings and the destruction and the Visigoth sacking of Rome by Alaric in 410, that was carried forward by them. So in its modern incarnation, it certainly is. And I'm not debating it. But I will not promote or have on people that have lied about me, that have slandered me, that have been all these things, sir. You know, the people you mentioned say that this show is owned and run by ABC. But that's not true. Now, I do have an AT&T cell phone. I am not working for AT&T. One of the three satellites we have is a leased feed for $5,500 a month from ABC. And every station owner out there is laughing because they know that's the receivers radio stations have, and you go lease time to be on that, whether it's a baseball game or a game of pinochle. So that's the type of distortions and lies that come out of the people that you want me to have on this show. And I have serious news, sir. The private banking establishment is taking over our entire society right now. This is not a bailout. This is a takeover of the entire economy. And I broke that down in detail in the first hour. This is so serious that I'm sick today, but I came in here. I know the time is short. And I just don't have time for all this infighting. Now, I don't believe you're COINTELPRO. You sound like a well-meaning old guy up in Idaho, Wes. And if you'd have called in here, you could have 3 or 4 minutes on air, like every other caller, to say whatever you wanted about that. No one screens you. No one censored you. No one stopped you to come on and say it. But I will not sit here and hear a bunch of bull about how I'm bad. You know, we've laid out what's happening. We're a platform to expose what's going on, to build up other talk show hosts, to build up other websites. And I have an open hand to everybody that doesn't lie and slander and attack me. Okay? You know, I am not a Scientologist, but there are millions who think I am because of liars. I am not Alex S. Jones that runs a Shorentine Center, but I've gotten death threats a week ago over that. He's 70 years old or something. It's not me. I'm not a black guy named Alex Jones who's some Catholic promoter. And I'm not against Catholics either, but I'm not a Catholic. And it's not fair when my family helped found Texas as Protestant revolutionaries, the Ayers, the Johnsons, and others, and you sit there and tell me that I'm some Vatican tooth fairy. Listen, I'm not going to play along with your lies. I mean, I just can't do it with you. This is about reality. This is about what's veritas. I said I'd go to calls. I have all this homeschooling news, all this tyranny news, Marines implicated in mainstream news, and the bombing in Islamabad in Pakistan. So much is going on. We're in so much trouble. And the New World Order knows it can go into our movement and just get us all fighting with each other. Look, this isn't about Alex Jones. What have you done today, Wes, to expose the New World Order and to try to bring people together? What have you done? What have you done? I mean, what can I do for you? I'm here. What you say is a fraud. Who you promote, the last thing, is a fraud. And if I know someone lies about me on hundreds of issues, then I disregard them. All it is people trying to make names for themselves. Like I'm the biggest, baddest, quickest draw gunfighter. That's the analogy. And they're going to want to try to get me in a gunfight with them to build up their cred, to build up their name. That's not what this is about. This is a mission-oriented radio show to reach as many people as we can and wake up as many people as we can. Not to get into hot-button stuff and turn people off and get into balkanization and divide and conquer. Okay? We go where the truth is, nothing more. But we don't do it in a politicized, bigoted way. And that's why people lie and say we don't cover all the issues. We do. Now, you asked me where the Illuminati came from, and I told you it came from King Solomon, the son of David. And you said, I'm covering up that it has Jewish origins. Before you accused me of it, I said it. I said what you said before you said it. And then you take that from me. You take my bold stance. You take my truth. You repeat the truth right after I said it and then say I didn't say it. That is a grand delusion. God help you. I got all this news. I'm going to hurry. Each caller gets 1 minute. I'm sorry for cheating Charles and Brian and others, but I just spent too long with Wes. Charles, go ahead. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the air from California.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. God bless you. I'd like to make a couple of points. The first thing I was going to say was about fluoride and all that, because I think it's like the main thing is all this drugging down. But
we can't warn people that the fluoride is killing them in the water, because it's the Jews. We got to hate
exactly.
Jews. That's the answer. Just repeat the word Jew over and over again.
Listen, that's why I was just going to say. I wanted to just stop the fluoride talk for a second. I was going to go into my other point was the Rothschilds, because I was searching up the timeline of their family yesterday.
By the way, I made a film in game about the Rothschilds running things.
Yeah, I'm a Sephardic Jew from New Jersey. And all this, I feel like the last caller, I was glad when you said that. I'm not going to play into this whole, you know, blame the Jew, because, like, that's all it is. There's a lot of people that just want to go after the Jews. Meanwhile, you know, like you said, this has developed thousands of years, whatever it's been, and then it was taken, you know, by the Rothschilds and whatever. But,
And by the way, Rothschild, you know, took over 100,000 Sephardic kids and radiated them many to death.
Right. And also, I was reading that they were, like, basically planning this whole, like, you know, put all the Jews in Israel, get them out of Europe.
Yeah, so the Zionists supported Hitler.
Right, I know. And they funded the whole Holocaust. Listen, I try to tell all my friends, I'm from the biggest community of, you know, Jews from New Jersey, New York. I try to wake all of them up, as many as I can. A lot of them, they're still stuck on, you know, seeing skinheads in the parking lot and getting mad at those people. Like, they're the Nazis. Like, they're the ones that funded the Holocaust and all this shit, all this stuff. You know what I mean? It's really sad. And that's why I'm saying the main obstacle, I feel like, is the fluoride, is the drugging, is the dumbing down of America. Because, you know, the people you could get across to are really just the intelligent people. They're really the people that still have a brain left. You know what I mean? That could still could take this
knowledge. No, I hear you. And we need to depoliticize it and not make it a hateful thing. Then the truth can be told.
Right. And that's why right away, because some people just say, oh, yeah, if McCain wins, I'm going to move to Canada. I'm like, you ever hear of the North American Union? And did you ever know that? You know, he talks to the people, say that, and then they say, like, it's such a crucial time in history. I'm like, yeah. So you think the people that are running this country and that are above our government are going to allow some random black guy who's just going to give the power to the people to win the Democratic
No,
party?
If they let him in, sure. He's theirs. Call me back later, Charles. I got to move on, no matter how good your call is. It comes down to this. There's Zionist documents, there's British documents, there's government documents where the people that are involved in all this evil stuff, they want to make it vicious and hateful and with a shaved head and a Heil Hitler so that it's a poison pill. They want to radicalize people. That's why there's bullying in the movement to make it as just horrible and vicious as possible so that it's an unpalatable movement. They're basically coming into the middle of our party where we're waking people up, black, white, old, young, Jewish, German, Chinese, doesn't matter, Native American, Mexican. We're coming together, and they want to say, just basically, you know what? They climb up on the top of the table, the punch bowl, and you know what they do? They pull their pants down, and they do something in the punch bowl. And they say that anybody else that won't do that in the punch bowl is bad. You know, I don't even want to bash illegal aliens anymore because I realize that's playing into balkanization. Oh, they're being used to tear down the country, break down the border. But I need to lovingly explain that and put that out so that it doesn't then add into the New World Order where we're all fighting with each other. God, I don't care if you're a Jew, Gypsy, Chinese, Mexican. I don't want you drinking the deadly fluoride water. And we have all these scientific guests on. It's so far gone that I just don't even know what to say anymore. I am just not, I mean, it's painful to have to come on here and talk about how horrible and wicked Israel is. Because there's a lot of people that misunderstand that and will hate me, but I still do it. There's a lot of people, who are Jewish, who'd have nothing to do with the New World Order. Just like a lot of Germans, nothing to do with Hitler. Or a lot of people that are British who aren't involved in the New World Order. I get emails saying, why are you bashing British people? My last name's Jones, folks. I'm not bashing Brits. You know, it's like the old cliche of you're not bashing Italians to say that La Cosa Nostra is Italian. And I come from it from that perspective. And, you know, the anti-Semites, they first said, oh, well, we're not against Jews, we're against Zionists. But now they'll tell you everywhere, it's Jews. Jews are evil. Arrest them. Get them. And, you know, that's a load of bull. 98% of Jews out there don't know about the New World Order. Just the same as everybody else. It's a load of bull. The people are blind and aren't aware of what's happening. I want to come back in the final segment and blitz through some financial news. We're just out of time, and I can't take any more calls. If you call back tomorrow, Brian and Eric and Ricardo, I'll get to you first. I want to come back in the final segment and hit some key information. But I'm not going to let my message be tainted and pulled down by a bunch of egomaniacs that if I put on a Hitler uniform, they'd still attack me. Because that's what they do. It's bad. And they don't like it because I criticize Hitler. Hitler was bad. You know, it's just unbelievable. Before I go to break, folks, a few sponsors that make this show possible. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. 27 years in operations where I've gotten storable foods over the last 8 years. I've given it to family. I have my own supply. You won't stand in the bread line if you have your own bread, they say. And it's true. Now with inflation, the threat of war, depression, all of this, you need food that lasts more than 15 years in climate controlled, 10 in your garage or attic where it's not climate controlled, high quality, no MSG, no GMO, 800-409-5633. Call and get a free catalog today. Don't wait. That's the first step. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then, of course, there's ColoBlue.com. And we're not just paying bills here with these sponsors. I believe in this company. It's really neat. Atmospheric water generator grabs the water out of the air. 7.5 gallons a day in your average area, about half that in a desert. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces, again, 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, five filters in it. Unbelievably cool. Works so good. 866-585-4044. Give Ecola Blue a call today. Get a free brochure or order it. I wouldn't wait. 866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044 or EcoloBlue.com. Banner in the middle of InfoWars.com. ECOLOBlue.com. Did you miss it? EcoloBlue.com or 866-585-4044. The great part about Google is you just Google Ecola Blue and it will pop up for you. 866-585-4044 or EcoloBlue.com. And folks, don't infight. Don't spin your wheels. Get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people. Spread the word about the radio show. We are affecting change. We are having victories. We're bringing people together, not dividing them. We are moving against the New World Order together. We'll be right back.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Uh-huh. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Got a long way to go.
Got a long way to go.
And a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Sun devil mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta run to make.
That's right.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Let's try getting the job done. Going the distance. Look, in the first hour, I know we'll be on the AM and FM dial shortwave, but that'll re-air tonight on stations everywhere. I went through what this bailout really is, and it's so much worse than even most people know. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 3 hours covering that. and other key issues. But Ted Anderson's been watching a lot of the hearings the last few days where they're admitting all this. Just, it's so, they're taking over the whole economy. It's a takeover. It's not a bailout. Ted Anderson, bottom line, gold went crazy today. The stock market went down. Last time I checked, where is gold in the stock market right now, Ted?
Well, high today, gold, 903.60. We're seeing it right now at 80.
So it broke 900. It broke 900.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Major psychological barrier. They cannot suppress it. It should be above 3,000.
Yep. Then, of course, silver, 1369. That's up. I mean, it was a strong day in the precious metals market. The, watching these guys go back and forth about this whole bailout deal. I mean, it's, half the people are in with the New World Order. Some of the, you should hear every one of these congressmen are talking. My constituents are telling me that they don't want this thing. And how can I explain this to them? Why would this be good? You know, this, it's crazy to watch this whole
thing. And by the way, the market is falling. See, it's terrorism. The market will fall. The market will die if you don't do this. And then literally, Paulson has turned it into a private hedge fund. They're grabbing up all the banks, using the regulators. This is a takeover. The next hour on the InfoWars refeed, folks, I detail it. It is just off the charts. Ted, we don't have much time. I cover it the next hour for the InfoWars stream listeners. You cannot miss it. I'm going to recap it right here at the end. But before we do that, you've got gold. What is it, 30-something bucks below what it's trading at right now? This is just a great deal. It hurts the New World Order to get out of their paper money. Protect yourself while there's still time. Ted, tell them about the gold and silver offer.
Oh, yeah. Right now we have British sovereigns. They're at $247, and I've got francs at the 198. I mean, those are just fabulous buys because of the fact that gold is so strong. Again, the silver right now at $1.60 on the dimes. Same thing. I mean, the market is going, it's gyrating, and it's going so well in the gold and silver market.
But, Ted, explain. I mean, you walked in this supply of gold and silver you had before it just went up another 30 bucks.
Well, that's right, and that's why I've been able to hold on to it. I'm really surprised that we haven't seen gold and silver jump even higher than that it is right now, because all the indicators are showing that that's going to happen.
This is a buying opportunity. Now, tell them about the gold and silver. Tell them specifically.
Well, specifically, first of all, the physical is in such short supply. Get the British sovereigns. They're currently right now at 247. The francs are a fifth of an ounce of gold. They're at 198. And the silver is probably the shortest thing that I have. It's hard to get silver right now. It's at $1.60 for the dimes. And I just can't say that enough. Right now, at this particular time, you can't get into this stuff. The market is so hot. There's just so many people calling on it. It's like one of the number one things that are Googled. Fortune magazine has a picture of a gold coin right on front of it.
That's right. They can try to suppress its price, but they can't. But they're running out of supply. Ladies and gentlemen, every indicator says they're killing the dollar and that it's only going to go up. But regardless, they can't devalue this. This is real. You need to hold it. You've got sovereigns, you've got francs, and you've got silver and gold. 800-686-2237. Brokers are there. They'll be there till midnight. Can you hold that deal till midnight, Ted?
Until midnight. You got it all the way through tonight, Ben.
800-686-2237. Midnight Central. You can even call tonight at midnight. There'll be some brokers there. They're standing by right now. Folks, this is a win-win-win-win-win, and it makes this broadcast possible. And here at the end of the show, we've been telling you about our sponsors. You're just crazy if you don't get involved. 800-686-2237. Here's that number. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Okay, I'll be right back in 1 minute, but you got it. Not the Genesis Streams. You got to go to InfoWars.com. I do an hour-long analysis. Then David Ray Griffin, all these other people. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.